I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Christian relief organizations are beginning to flood Java, Indonesia with aid. However, one need was going unmet, and Mission Aviation Fellowship, which has extensive work in Indonesia, is helping, but not in the way you might think. MAF's Dave Bachman.
As we looked at the situation, it became aware that they did not need our aircraft, and the communications needs weren't needed there either. So we ended up deploying some of our students that were in language study to go serve as translators to help foreign medical personnel.
They're sharing their faith as they translate with and without words. Next, Harvest Evangelism is devoted to reaching cities and nations for Christ. They do that by sending Christians into cities and villages to minister to the people and then to proclaim the gospel. Harvest Evangelism is using this model in Argentina June 30th, says Harvest Evangelism's Dave Thompson.
We'll be taking over 120 people with the idea of helping Christians in cities in Argentina reach their city, but also infusing that or imparting that same vision into the people that come, so when they come back, they can do the same thing at home.
Finally, across the United States, hundreds of thousands of needy people depend on the work of City Team Ministries to help them in difficult times. City Team's vision is not only to help meet physical needs of the disadvantaged, but to also lead people to real-life change through Christ. This summer, several radio stations have partnered with City Team to spread the message of hope through the radio. Your donation can help make a difference. Go to our website for more information. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.